Good morning. It's October 25th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book of the same name. The music you're listening to is All of Me by the Brooklyn duo Cellos. Today's title is I Got This. The Lord of hosts has sworn, as I have planned, so shall it be. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand. Isaiah 14:24, ESV. 34 years ago, I bent down to pick up a sock, and my back, quote, went out, unquote. Any of you who have bad backs understand that the phrase went out is totally inadequate as a descriptor of the paralyzing pain and immobility that drops you to the floor, unable to move, often for hours at a time. I had ruptured my second disc, the first having been 13 years before that, playing high school basketball. Unfortunately, I was only several months into my new job as a physician with Walnut Hill Obstetrics in Dallas. I ended up in the hospital, and one early morning was awaiting surgery when a nurse came into my room and said, "It's time for your enema." I responded, "No way, that is no part of this." I insisted on seeing the order in the chart. She then brought the chart and showed me the order, written not by my neurosurgeon, but by my new senior partner. This, I was to learn, was exactly his sense of humor. I remember distinctly being rolled down the hall on a gurney, watching the fluorescent lights pass overhead and thinking how incredibly helpless I was. I had absolutely no control over my circumstances. Had the nurse not relented, I may even have had to submit to a most uncomfortable practical joke. Now, as I rumbled down the sixth floor hallway, I thought to myself, what if they roll me into the elevator shaft and the elevator isn't there? Okay, I might have already had a few pre-op meds. The point I'm trying to make is that feeling like you have no control is an extremely uncomfortable feeling, and purposefully ceding control to another is even worse. When you get on a commercial jet, you cede all control for your safe transit to the crew. When you zip line in Costa Rica or ride up a chairlift in Crested Butte, you are ceding control to the operators and the people that maintain the equipment safely. When you go on a trip and your spouse is driving 75 miles per hour on a freeway or even a two-lane state highway, you've ceded control for your life to the other person. These things may not be that hard to do, unless you maybe start thinking about them a little too hard. When they ask Alan Shepard what it was like to sit on the launch pad on top of a Mercury Redstone rocket, he replied, "How would you feel if you were sitting on top of 100,000 pounds of explosives inside a rocket whose every part was assembled by the lowest bidder?" That's ceding control. Our Lord is sovereign. That means he is in control of the whole shooting match. Yes, he has granted us free will to make our own decisions, to make our own choices, but eventually we learn that trusting in him is the only decision with a reliable outcome. Proverbs 16:9 and 33. And 19:21. And while it is hard to cede control of our lives to anyone else, it is essential that we recognize our ultimate dependence on our Creator, and that omnipotence and omniscience have real meaning. Psalm 135:6, Isaiah 45:7. The remarkable thing to me is that as difficult as giving up control is for all of us, once you begin to do it on a daily basis, you find it not only easier, but desirable. It works on a physical level when you delegate tasks to others and find it vastly improves your life. And on every level, when you take your worries, your fears, your regrets, your confusion, and lay them at the foot of the Lord. Of course, the clay pot isn't really ceding control to the potter, because the potter had control all along. But it is the recognition that we are not really ultimately in control that brings not fear, but relief. Fear of the Lord, of course, means holding God in awe, not being scared. When we hold God in awe, when we understand his sovereignty, when we feel his reassuring presence and power, then we can give ourselves a break. When you're at the end of your rope, at work, at home, or literally scaling El Capitan, there are no sweeter words to hear than, "It's cool, I got this," when help arrives. Well, a sovereign Lord means that every moment of every day, when you find yourself going to pieces, backed into a corner, or simply exhausted, all you have to do is call on him, and you'll feel those sweet, sweet words wash over you. Don't worry, I got this. The salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their stronghold in the time of trouble. Psalm 37:39 ESV. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. Psalm 107:28 ESV. Dear Father, all of us have trouble ceding control of aspects of our lives to others. What a blessing that when we learn of your power and love and recognize you are always available and always in control, our lives take on a peace that we could otherwise never have known. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.